Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the October 20th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Nigeria's Ministry of Youth and Sports Development says preparations for next year's Tokyo Olympics remain on course amid the coronavirus pandemic. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Nigerian Sports Minister Sunde Dare said some of the country's best athletes have been training at home.
The preparation for the Tokyo Olympics, of course, has never been shut down because I know several of our sportsmen and women, both those are at home here and those abroad, set up private gyms at home. Some of them were able to access some home-based private gyms, and they've been training massively. I know that Ese Brume has been training in Akure. She's been around for almost 6 months, and she's been training. I know that Okoro, the lady who is the number one wrestler in her category, Adekoroye. I know that Adekoroye, who is number one in her wrestling category, has been training. And I know several at a personal level, we've never stopped, our athletes have never stopped preparing for the Olympics. But at the governmental level, because we had a lockdown, we had restrictions, we couldn't do anything.
Do you have plans to return the athletes to camp before the end of the year?
We, in the last 6 weeks, we put together a plan to return them to the camps. Three camps in Plateau, Pangshin, one in Akure, one in Abuja. And then we decide the sports that will go to these camps. And we have an initial 2 weeks tuning to get them off the rustiness. They've been down for like 7 months. Give them the opportunity to brush off that rustiness, to retune. And then after the initial 2 weeks, we will take a break and then do the expanded 60 days training. And in between, we're going to organize competitions that will also help to sharpen their skills. And because that's it, camping alone is not enough. They need to be able to compete.
Can you tell Sunny Side of Sports listeners if some athletes will be sent abroad for training?
We hope to also send our relay teams and a couple of other key athletes that have qualified to go abroad to be part of certain competitions, to meet with their other members that will be on the relay team, and then see how they can run together as a team, get the kind of chemistry they need, you know, the baton race, exchange of baton and all of that. But also, we have quite a number of qualifiers that are pending. We've already secured funding to make sure that we send our athletes to make sure that they go through these qualifiers and eventually secure their ticket to participate. And I think the qualifying process is very important. We're looking at 11 spots for this country to engage. We know that we have quite a number of qualifiers, and we're looking at supporting them to attend the qualifiers as we prepare for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
That's Sunde Dare, Nigeria's Minister of Youth and Sports Development. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Abuja, Nigeria. And we'll hear more from the Nigerian sports minister later this week. And here's a fun VOA fact about Sunde Dare. He was the chief of the Voice of America's Hausa service here in Washington between 2001 and 2009.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunde Dare, Minister of Youth and Sports Development, Nigeria. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Sport greetings, everyone. This is Falilat Ogukoya, Olympic silver and bronze medalist, African record holder, ranked the best quarter miler in the world, 1998. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contracting COVID-19. Thanks.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Many football fans in Africa and around the world have not been allowed into stadiums to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Also, public gatherings have been restricted in places like sports bars and video halls, where fans often watch their favorite teams play. Magume Davis Rakawinj filed this feature on how some fans in Uganda's capital, Kampala, are watching matches.
More than a dozen soccer fans gather in a room at an undisclosed hotel in Kabalagala, a Kampala suburb, to watch a Premier League match as Manchester United FC take on Brighton and Hove Albion Football Club. Fans here keep reminding each other not to make noise for fear they'll be apprehended for breaching COVID-19 guidelines. Mark Simon, not real names, is one of them. He says he misses watching soccer in the video halls with his fellow Manchester United fans.
We are watching soccer undercover. Of course, we have to look for somewhere to watch from, so we are watching under the beds. Yeah, that's what we do. We're locking up in some hiding places. That's where we're watching from, which is not good for us. It's not like a real football we used to watch before. There's no noise in the pitch. It's not as fun like before.
But at times, Simon says he has to only tune into radio to know how his team is playing when games are played late at night, and he cannot move for fear of violating the night curfew that was imposed some months ago. Another fan, Anthony Waikola, shares the same sentiments.
We no longer express ourselves like we used to do before this corona pandemic. Like, we cannot shout, we are limited. Even if your team scores, you're not going to celebrate. The moment you try to shout, they will try to calm you down. Hey, don't shout, what? So somehow, we are not enjoying as we used to do. Even the stadiums, as you can see, there are no spectators. The stadiums are empty. So it is no longer as fun as it was before.
But for Fulham FC fan Sadid John Paul, soccer is always enjoyable in all circumstances.
Literally, it's fun because my friends are there. Everybody's happy. You know, it's fun. Only so in terms of security, it's quite a difficulty. You can't be sure somebody may come say stop. Let's go to the police. You know, well, you're okay. Friends, you're okay. The point is, if your friend is there, you're happy. That's fun. To me, that's fun.
Businessman Judy Nyombi used to telecast soccer matches at 154, one of popular sports bars in Kampala. He says business has gone down since public gatherings were banned as a measure to stop the spread of COVID-19.
We as people dealing in the entertainment industry and business, we've really been so much affected. The necessary SPOs that have to be put in place and the fear that people have now to get into these places, truthfully, I have to say it has really affected us. Sales have gone down, we've stopped some of our workers, and things are not turning easy. Business is really very, very now stressing. We just pray that at least God releases us out of this epidemic and we can normalize and business gets to normal.
Nyombi says, unfortunately, some of his colleagues have since closed business. Former Arsenal FC trainee and now turned businessman Ali Marcus Ruanga Sempija knows how sweet it is to watch soccer as a group. He makes sure his clients at God's Plan Cafe Football follow COVID-19 guidelines as they watch soccer together.
How are we making sure that clients are respecting the rules? Simply by seating them according to the rules. So we seat them maximum 4 people, 4 to 5 people maximum, and we really try to avoid a crowded place, you know.
His cafe now allows only 20 people, just less than a quarter of what he would usually accommodate. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscast. Every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
I am Dunachelo Daniel. Dunachelo Daniel, I'm a South Sudanese kickboxer. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
When it comes to African boxing, one of the proudest pedigrees in the sport belongs to Bukom, an area located in Ghana's capital, Accra. Bukom has produced several world champions, among them Azuma the Professor Nelson and Ike Bazooka Quarte. Sammy Haywood Akine is the communications director of the Ghana Boxing Authority. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's listen in again as Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori asks Sammy, did boxing in Ghana originate in Bukom?
A people of Accra, Bukom, they love to fight. In the past, they call something asafashore, that is gang fighting or group fighting. So in the past, you see this gang fighting against another gang, or a group fighting against another group called Asafashole. So through this Asafashole, we got people who are very, very strong. They are the leaders. Who at times, they select one person to fight against the other gang's best boxer or best fighter. Mm-hmm. So the best fighter will win. Then they'll hail him. They'll carry him shoulder high. Then they'll see he's the champion. So, you know, the people of Accra, they like fighting. So that's how they got interested in boxing. Mm-hmm. So the people of Accra, they don't fear to fight. And there's a place called Bukom in Accra, a very special area, which is very, very high populated. And those people like to create scenes, or they like to create an atmosphere of fighting. Mm-hmm. So it's a habit of, they don't fear to fight. You know, fight. So that fighting became not like entertainment, mm-hmm. or a pastor for them. Okay. So Bukom became synonymous with boxing. Or I can say boxing became synonymous with Bukom in Accra.
Okay. Yeah. And then, can you name me some of the originators of boxing, those boxers fighting for Ghana outside the country?
In the past?
Yeah.
Okay, in the past, we had great boxers like Lovaluti. Okay. And they have interesting names.
Yeah.
You know, like Lovaluti, mm-hmm. Floyd Robertson, mm-hmm. Roy Ankara,
okay.
You know, so many of them. Mm-hmm. And these people inspired others, mm-hmm. like DK Poison, mm-hmm. Azuma Nelson, mm-hmm. even Aikwate Senior. Mm-hmm. We had Aikwate Senior, the claimant Aikwate, mm-hmm. who won a silver medal for Ghana in the 1960 Olympic Games in Rome. Mm-hmm. So all these boxers inspired the youth. You know, currently, there can be a youth in Accra, mm-hmm. who will say, I don't want to go to school, mm-hmm. I want to be a boxer.
Right.
And you get shocked that, why do you want to be a boxer? He said, I want to be like Aikwate, I want to be like Azuma Nelson,
okay.
I want to be like Afrekote.
Yeah.
You know, because these champions, inspire the youth of Accra. Mm-hmm. So everybody wants to become a boxer.
Yeah.
But they thought boxing is a business or is something that can make you rich, rich and have a good living.
Okay.
You know, good. And Ghana has produced about 10 world champions.
Okay.
So everybody wants to become a champion in Accra.
Mm-hmm. How is life for the youth coming up who are choosing boxing? How does their life start from the beginning? I mean, their schooling, and are they dropouts or they keep on schooling and then boxing?
You know, most of the boxers are dropouts.
Okay.
They think they can make something out of boxing. Mm-hmm. So they don't even want to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
But now, currently, the Ghana Box Authority has come up with a program that if you don't go to school, you won't box. You know, last year, we came up with the Fist of Fury Boxing League and Championship for amateurs and professionals.
Mm-hmm.
There were even junior boxers too who were involved.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't go to school, you will not box.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the children don't want to go to school,
okay,
but want to become boxers.
Okay.
And you know, if you're not a good, if you're a good student, or you haven't gone to school, you're not educated, you can't be a good boxer.
Good.
Because in boxing, you have to use so many things to become a very good champion.
Yeah.
So if you have not gone to school, you're allowed to fight.
Yeah, Sammy, you were born in Bukom. You live here all your life, Bukom. And there are a lot of gyms around here in Bukom. How sophisticated are those gyms here?
You see, it's very interesting that a small place like Bukom in Accra, we have over 20 boxing gyms. You ask yourself why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody wants to become a champion. We have Bukom Boxing Gym.
Mm-hmm.
We have Suina Boxing Gym. Mm-hmm. We have Atokwashi Boxing Gym. We have Back Mantis Boxing Gym. We have Seaview Boxing Gym. We have Wisdom Boxing Gym. We have so many, about over 20.
Mm-hmm.
And every gym has very, very good bosses.
Okay.
I bet you, every gym has a very good bosser.
Mm-hmm.
Every gym has a champion.
Yeah.
But you know, one thing is that the trainers are not all that qualified. Although they can train you to become a champion, a very, very busy problem is training of the trainers,
mm-hmm,
you know, training of the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Although they are coaches, they don't train the bosses very, very well. That's our problem. But the bosses are very, very good. The bosses are strong. They can fight. But you have to get a very good trainer,
mm-hmm,
to train you. Not, you know, boxing or sports is not about being strong.
Yeah.
You have to be mentally sound, mentally strong,
mm-hmm,
before you can become a very good boxer,
good,
or a very good champion.
Mm-hmm.
Because you must be educated,
yeah,
because you can become a very good champion.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, because you can win, that's all. Because if you become a champion and you don't behave well in town,
mm-hmm,
what a good boxer.
Okay.
So let's train good boxers,
mm-hmm,
who are very good, not only in the ring,
mm-hmm,
but outside the ring too. They are very disciplined.
Okay. The government of Ghana in 2016 put up and inaugurated a boxing arena called Bukom Arena. Has it been beneficial to the young boxers?
Thank you for this question. You know, where the Bukom Arena was built, formerly it was a very slum place, slum.
Mm-hmm.
They put refuse there.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for the government of the day, NDC government led by President Joe Mahama.
Mm-hmm.
They put up the edifice,
mm-hmm,
a very nice edifice. It's called the Trust Sports and Forum.
Okay.
So under the Trust Sports and Forum, we have the Bukom Boxing Arena.
Okay.
And the other facilities in the place,
mm-hmm,
we have a swimming pool, we have a gym, we have a restaurant, we have a conference hall,
mm-hmm,
we have even a physio center. There are so many facilities in there, even a boarding house,
oh,
in the Trust Sports and Forum, which many people call the Bukom Boxing Arena. And that boxing arena or emporium has been beneficial to us.
That's Sammy Haywood Akine, the communications director of the Ghana Boxing Authority. And Sammy spoke with Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori in Bukom, Accra, Ghana. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders. Now let's go to Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, where Game 1 of Major League Baseball's World Series will be played later Tuesday night between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, this will be the first World Series to be played at a neutral venue, as well as the first since way back in 1944 to be held at only one ballpark. For our VOA baseball fans keeping score, the 1944 World Series featured the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Browns, and it was played at Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, Missouri. The Cardinals beat the Browns 4-2. The AP's Dave Ferry joins us now with a preview of the Rays-Dodgers World Series.
The Dodgers haven't had to hop a plane since their NLCS win over the Braves. Globe Life Park hosted the NLCS, and it's also home to the World Series. Rays shortstop Willie Adames says he doesn't think the Dodgers will have any home field advantage, given their familiarity with a year-old ballpark that Tampa Bay has never occupied.
I wouldn't say it does an advantage for them. You know, it's just... Just another big league field. You know, we're going to come over here just to keep playing the same game we were playing in San Diego. But we're going to continue to do the same thing we were doing.
The Dodgers hope Game 1 starter Clayton Kershaw snaps out of his postseason funk. The three-time Cy Young Award winner is 2-4 with a 5.20 ERA since the 2018 World Series. The Rays have among the lowest payrolls in the majors, but it hasn't stopped them from reaching the World Series for the second time in team history. With an unprorated payroll of about $60 million this year, that's a little more than twice as much as the Dodgers would have paid outfielder Mookie Betts for a full season. But Betts feels their true value is on the field, not in the bank.
They're there to win the World Series the same way we are, and they're just in a spot where, you know, it's a small market, but they didn't make it to the World Series on accident.
Tyler Glasnow will be the Game 1 starter for the Rays, who plan to go with Blake Snell on Wednesday. Glasnow hasn't been too impressive during his postseason career, going 2-3 with a 5.47 ERA in 6 starts. I'm Dave Ferry.
Sporty greetings. This is Chairman Christian Chukwu, former captain of national team Green Eagles, former coach of Super Eagles, former coach of Kenya national team, former coach of Safa of Lebanon. You are listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, Bam-Bam-Bam-Zip. D.C.
In the National Football League's Monday night game, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs used a strong running attack to beat the Buffalo Bills and win their 5th game of the season. Once again, here is the AP's Dave Ferry.
Patrick Mahomes and Clyde Edwards-Helaire highlighted a Chiefs attack that gained 466 total yards in a 26-17 win over the Bills. Edwards-Helaire provided 161 of Kansas City's 245 yards rushing. Mahomes was 21 of 26 for 225 yards, including a pair of scoring strikes to Travis Kelce.
We knew that we had the run. We had the run game. We really stayed with it. And if teams are going to play us like this, you're going to see us running the football, and we have the guys that can do it.
Mahomes' first scoring toss made him the fastest player with 90 career TD passes. Mahomes did it in his 37th game, 3 fewer than the old mark held by Dan Marino. The 4-2 Bills managed just 206 yards in suffering their second straight loss. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Wraps up the October 20th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.